Okay, our next is Leah Nichols, Public Policy 653, Global Environmental Governance.
Hi, so I'm a postdoc in the Science, Technology, and Public Policy program, and I, as he just said, we'll be teaching Public Policy 653, Global Environmental Governance. I just noticed on the little, what do you call it, spreadsheet that was passed out, there's a little bit of a typo. They transverse the 5 and the 6, but it is actually 653, not 563. I think it's correct everywhere else. But anyhow, in the past 50 years, we've become more and more aware of large-scale environmental problems that traverse political boundaries, climate change, the hole in the ozone, mass environmental extinction, or mass species extinction, water, air pollution, and so on and so forth. To address these, states have signed hundreds of international treaties. Notable among these are the Montreal Protocol on Substances that Deplete the Ozone Layer, the United Nations Framework on Convention on Climate Change, Kyoto Protocol, the Convention on Biodiversity, etc. And the scientific understanding of the Earth as an integrated system are changing the ways in which sort of traditional notions of citizenship, public participation, regulation, risk concepts, etc. And the environmental concerns have also become quickly infused or suffused in the global discussions about poverty, development, security, human rights, and so on. So basically, environmental issues had a substantial impact on the theory and practice of global governance. So this course is going to survey the major patterns of environmental governance over the past several decades. We'll use a couple of different case studies to explore the interplay between two different questions. One, how do we know that we have global environmental problems? Let's see, where am I? How are environmental problems recognized? How are they conceived of? How are they understood? Who defines them? Who frames them? What processes people go through to create our understanding of these problems? And then we'll also look at how this knowledge relates to the governing arrangements. What types of new governance structures have emerged out of this understanding of the environment and this understanding of sort of global challenges and global problems? So we'll use a couple of different case studies and a lot of in-class exercises and sharpen your skills as an international policy analyst. Mechanics of the course, no science background is necessary. This is going to be mostly focused on policy, and I'll bring in the science as needed. We'll be meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2:30. It's going to be a small seminar style, discussion intensive, quite a bit of reading, about 100 to 150 pages per week. It'll be doable. I'm not going to have a final, but I will ask you to write an original analysis on some facet of global environmental governance, and I'll work with you to figure out sort of the best format that would work in your life outside. You might do a policy analysis or recommendation for like an NGO or business that you're working with which you'd like to work with. You could also do like a scholarly article that's related to your master's research or your PhD research, whichever's. And so I could take a couple of quick questions, or if you need to, you can email me at lgnichol@umich.edu. Okay.
If there are no questions, thank you very much.